Hello, this is Ken Barron. I'm with the National Association of Black and White Men Together. Today's topic, low election turnout. And U.S. voter turnout on November the 5th is predicted to be around 65%, with more than 158 million ballots counted, according to data from the University of Florida's Election Lab. That number is a dip from the 2020 U.S. presidential election, which registered a historic 67% turnout. Voters in liberal strongholds across the country, from city centers to suburban stretches, failed to show up to vote for Vice President Kamala Harris at the levels they had for Biden 4 years early, contributing significantly to her defeat by Trump, according to a New York Times analysis of the preliminary election data. The numbers help fill in the picture of Trump's commanding victory, showing it may not represent the resounding endorsement of his agenda that the final electoral college vote suggests. Mr. Trump won the White House not only because he turned out his supporters and persuaded skeptics, but also because many Democrats sat this election out, presumably turned off by both candidates. Counties with the biggest Democratic victories in 2020 delivered 1.9 fewer votes for Ms. Harris than they did for Mr. Biden. The nation's most Republican-heavy counties turned out on an additional 1.2 million votes for Mr. Trump, according to the analysis of 47 states where the vote count is largely complete, and I'm sure it's by now largely complete. The drop-off spanned demographics and economics. It was clear in counties with the highest job growth rates, counties with the most job losses, and counties with the highest percentage of college-educated voters, turnout was down. It was also down across groups that are traditionally strong for Democrats, and that would include Christians and Jewish voters. The declining key states, including Detroit and Philadelphia, made it exceptionally difficult for Ms. Harris to win the battlegrounds of Michigan and Pennsylvania. The drop-off is an extraordinary shift for Democrats, who, motivated by Mr. Trump's surprise victory in 2016, had turned out at eye-popping numbers for three subsequent elections. They clipped his power in Washington in 2018, removed him from office in 2020, and defeated many of his handpicked candidates for battleground states in 2022. Democrats said they need a new way to re-energize voters who are fatigued by the anti-Trump message and distrustful of both parties. 42% of young voters aged 18 to 19 cast ballot in the 2024 presidential election, a lower youth turnout than in 2020, when the turnout was 50%. We also estimate that youth voter turnout in battleground states may have been much higher, 50% on aggregate, in battleground states. The reasons behind the drop-off are varied. For one, some backsliding should be expected after the record turnout in 2020, which was aided by pandemic rule changes that increased mail-in voting. So there you have it. Would you please continue to listen to us on what the Democrats need to do, how we should help them, and please subscribe, comment, and like our podcasts on all of the platforms, including this one you're looking at right now or listening to. And we're on Facebook, we're on X, and we're on Instagram. Thank you for listening.